y'all have figured out by now that we have a Treasury issue. Kelly Doty was forced to resign due to medical concerns, and I would be amiss if we didn't take a minute to express our thanks for everything that Kelly has done over the years. It's going to be a big hole to fill, and I don't just mean with the Treasury. I have sought out people who would be interested in the treasurer's job. I lucked out because the first person I asked said that he would be willing to run. Of course, it's an election. Someone can run against him if they want the job. But Glenn Moore has evinced an interest in running for the treasurer's job. So I'm going to let him audition by giving the treasurer's report right now. So here's Glenn.
Good morning, everybody. I'd also like to just start by saying what I'm sure everybody feels. I give my best prayers and wishes for Kelly Doty to have a speedy recovery. So without further ado, I'm going to read this report. National Federation of the Blind of Illinois financial report January 1st through August 31st, 2011, compared to year end 2010. I'm going to give two numbers for each item. The first amount is the August 31st figure, and the second number would be the December 31st, 2010 figure. So this is income as of August 31st, 2011, and as of December 31st, 2010. Contributions, $23,731.19 was $33,306.88. Membership dues, $12, was $24. Interest, $0, was $12.18. Gross sales of inventory, $9,662, was $23,614. Special events and activities, $210, was $0. Unrealized gain on investments, $0, was $34.51. Realized loss on investments as of August 31st this year, $13.81, was $0 December 31st last year. Total income, $33,601.38. Last year, $56,991.57. Expense, cost of goods sold, $8,240.40, was $22,595.51. Awards and grants, $7,965, was $18,313. Supplies, $127.13, was $276.86. Telephone, $0 this year, last year $21.95. Postage and shipping, $0 compared to being 2010, $62.44. Printing and publications, $163.60, was $79.50. Travel, $3,544.10, was $3,626.79. Conferences and conventions, $5,224.50, was $13,957.50. Professional fees, $0 this year, was $15 last year. And then other, $1,045 was $1,169. So the total expenses for as of August 31st, $26,309.73. As of December 31st last year, $60,117.55. Also, there's a note, other categories includes insurance, background checks, and charitable filing fee. Account balances for 2011, beginning of year, year to date. Okay, it looks like it's the same format as before. So the first number is for August 31st, the second number is for December 31st last year. First Midwest checking account, again, account balance, $67,874.86 was $75,559.55. Wachovia Wells Fargo investment, $393.04, was $0.
Is that?
Yeah, that I think so. Okay.
The first number is for last year and the, okay. The second one's for this year.
Yeah, I think actually I'll take that back. Where I started with account balances, that was reversed. So last year, $67,874.86. This year, $75,559.55. And again, the Wachovia Wells Fargo investment. Last year, the balance was $393.04. As of August 31st, it was zero. The total account balances were $68,267.90 at the end of last year. My microphone's moving. This year, as of August 31st, total account balance is, or was, $75,559.55, and that is the conclusion of the financial report as of August 31st, 2011. And
can
now,
I get a motion? Got approved. Got a second. Any questions or discussion?
David.
Dave. Yes, the first part of his report, year-to-date came first, and then last year for the whole year, okay? The second part of the report, which were the bank balances, National, when they sent it to us, reversed it. The first number, the 75,000, is what we had in the bank as of August 31st. Now, I guarantee you that that's going to go down because that doesn't include any of our convention expenses yet, none of them. Other questions? Discussion? Charlene.
I have a question. Just curious about the convention expenses. It looks like there's a huge difference between the.
There is, because none of the convention expenses this year are included yet.
Okay.
So there's an $8,000 discrepancy. That's about what I expect this convention to cost us. They will, by end of year, pretty much match up. Our convention is one of our biggest expenses. We just haven't paid it yet. I'm going to painfully sign those bills today. Yes, and don't forget that with respect to the grants, we have not paid our $8,750 to our six scholarship winners yet. Any other questions? Those in favor of approving the report, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Thank you, Glenn. And thank you for doing that on last minute.
Absolutely.
Notice.
My pleasure.
Thank you. While we're on this subject, I do want to thank people generally. I will tell you that every single person I have approached to help fill different holes that were left when Kelly had to resign has said yes to me. I have not had one person say no. And that shows how strong this affiliate can be. When we need it, we step up to the plate, take the bat, and run with it.